Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, as we go through this word this morning. Thank you that we can have understanding, Father God, to know the law came to expose sin so that man could understand that they need a Savior. But thank you, Jesus, you are Savior. You've set us free. And all these lies and deceptions we find answers for in the new and the better covenant, in your perfect love, Lord, where all the promises are yes and amen. So bless this word to us this day. Encourage us, Lord, into your light and into your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our readings of Romans 3, verse 9 to 20, but we're just going to read some of it. We start at verse 9. For we have previously charged both Jew and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There's none who understands. There's none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There's none who does good, no, not one. Verse 14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
Yeah, hallelujah. You know, some sadly, when you just open up your Bible and you just go read in, there's no one righteous, no one pursues peace. You know, it's the deception. You can just see here the one man brought sin into the world, and this is just exposing the sin. So this is not about the goodness of God that has come. This is just still the problem. One man brought sin into the world, one man took it out. And so when you take there's no one righteous, there's no one that knows peace, and then, I mean, if you just think of it, and there's no one with understanding, so we need to get understanding. And I love the scripture in 1 John 5, verse 20. It says that the Son of God has come, and has given us understanding, the understanding to know him who is true. So to know him who is true is to know the true things. And then when we know the true things, we see there's answers for all these problems now in the righteousness of God that we got in Jesus. And I mean, if we just think with understanding, who's writing this? Paul is writing this. And so surely he hasn't forgotten how the Lord has met him. He would know the problem here as well, because he was under the law and he knew the law exposed sin. But what would be the big factor that changed his life was the Lord meeting him. So he's no more under the law, he's now under the Lord. Amen. And there we can see now he's righteous and he's seeking for peace. And all his words are bringing heaven to earth, life, because he's in partner working together with the Lord. And then also, I mean, you just think of the disciples. Jesus came and he met them and he walked with them. And then he said, I think John 16:16, I'll just check it up later. He says, for a little while, I will be gone and you will be terrified, fearful. But then in a little while, I'll return. And then he talks about it's like a woman birthing a child, or a child will be born. And that fulfills the scripture. Later on, he came back to them and said, lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. Go make disciples. So there again, we see people that are outside this boundaries of this sin and the horribleness of what one man brought in. But they were these that accepted Jesus, Paul, the disciples, all those that after the pouring out of the Spirit, there's many conversions and people passing from sin into righteousness. And when we just look at the scriptures, we can see, you know, the way of peace they have not known. The Bible says, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, we have peace with God. What more, we rejoice in knowing that the glory, the goodness of God is coming about in our life. And then he also speaks about their pursuing peace now. Because why? God has poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So we can just see these scriptures are just talking about the problem of sin that came through one man. And there you are, and that they all fell short of the glory of God. But praise God, the gospel is not these deceptions, this lies. The gospel is God so loved the world, he sent his son, that whoever believes in him passes from death into life. That's what it's all about. And we're going to go on the rest of this week and we'll talk about that. And now the righteousness of God is revealed, and the righteousness of God has made way for us to come out of sin, out of the law that exposes sin, out of sin and into God and into fellowship with the Father and Son, and working together with the Lord, our labor is not in vain. And then all these problems you just find in the gospel, the great and precious promises. In the great and precious promises, you find answers for all deception. And I love the words of God. He says in that, when we keeping to the faith, holding on to the hope, the expectations, we are holy and blameless in his sight. So that's where you want to be. So be encouraged, guys. The way is open for us to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Stay in the marvelous light. Walk in the marvelous light and share the marvelous light. Be the lights in the world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.